producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we batted around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, I'll tell you what, there are some wild things happening in this country and outside of this country. I know that you know this morning. What's the scoop on, the Russian jet? And apparently, Putin is fuming. And in the meantime, not a lot of answers in the other direction. Shot down by Turkey. He says it's a stab in the back. I mean, are we going to have World War III or what?
Well, here's the problem, and this is sort of government 101 in a sense, but everybody in D.C. knows this. The Turks, the Turkish government hates the Kurds. They don't like Assad. Iran and Russia like Assad. We don't like Assad. Saudi Arabia doesn't like Assad. We all don't like ISIS, none of us. So then you have, Russia gets this shot literally across the bow because Turkey's like, okay, you came in our airspace. Russia wasn't going to bomb Turkey, but Turkey's sending the message, we don't care how big you are, and you're supporting Assad. So we either come to terms, and that's what the president of France is going to do today, I predict. He's going to tell the president, put this Russian stuff aside, and Turkey's got to put the Russian stuff aside, and everybody has to decide. You want to go after, Russia, ISIS, and Assad at the same time, or would you like to kind of group together to get ISIS? And that's really, this missile thing just brings this all to a boiling point, shooting down this plane.
Yeah, so something has to happen here. I mean, right? It's eventually.
It has to happen. And, we cannot take Assad out. I don't care. Look, he's a bad guy. But in the Mideast, one thug tends to replace another thug. And if Assad went today, I mean, I'm trying to imagine what on earth would take over the Syrian government and how it would be run. I can't imagine. So that bad guy right now has to stay there. And that's the fact of life.
Yeah, I agree with you. And in the meantime, what's going on in New Jersey? You were just telling me about all the protesters that were gathering.
Well, the Donald Trump version of New Jersey. I saw that film they're talking about. That was in the Gaza Strip. That's where that film was. I remember seeing the film. I remember seeing it in our security briefings in the Capitol. So, there weren't thousands of people. Were there some people that could have said things? Sure. They could have happened anywhere, but this whole thousands of things. But, Kate, I have to tell you, I don't know if it's relevant. I don't know if it matters. This thing just keeps going on and on with Trump. So I'm not so sure of how much the media disputes it, if it really matters right now.
Yeah. This stuff with Trump, it's interesting. You look at the polls and he still hasn't moved, he's moving the needle, if anything, getting more and more numbers that are climbing. I mean, you and I have talked about this now for the past 6 months. This is a reality. Could he really be the Republican nominee?
Oh, I've said all along he could be. Yes, he could. And I had a friend the other day that said, Hillary Clinton is just begging for this to happen. Well, don't be so quick. This is a weird election right now. And, if I were Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't even be talking about the Republicans. I'd continue, the program I want to do. But in the fall, yes, he could be the nominee. And I don't think that guarantees that he loses necessarily. It's going to be... Grab some popcorn and hang on and close your eyes.
Absolutely. And then we have the State Department with the worldwide travel alert. I actually read it. I went to the State Department site and read it on the air last night. And if you read it, it's like, well, it might be a conventional weapon, not a conventional weapon. Pretty much they're saying, you're screwed, you're on your own. And boy, if you do travel somewhere, we just want you to know a lot of things are happening that are bad. What does that do for us?
If Ellen Ratner doesn't travel, then the world will stop because she's always on a plane. I mean, I think think it's the government covering itself, saying, hey, you know, it's a bad time. And I think we all kind of know that. Now, it's not like, but I think, you know, flying to regular places, something can happen. And obviously, you don't want to take a flight to Beirut or Syria right now, or Iraq, but, you know, other places, yeah, it could be a little iffy. But I think it's more or less, I don't think it's a specific threat. I think the government's kind of just covering itself with a warning.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you, it's crazy. And of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up around the bend. And so there are a lot of people that are absolutely traveling. Well, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving and thanks for all you do. Thank you.
Your show is a joy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. One of the things that's happening as we speak right now is they're trying to calm a lot of the people who are protesting and certainly were protesting earlier on Tuesday because of this video release of a Chicago cop. His name is Jason Van Dyke, who in October of 2014 shot 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times. He unloaded in 14 seconds. He was about 10 feet away. And Laquan McDonald was walking down the street carrying a small knife. So the questions abound as to why didn't anybody hear about this? What was going on with that investigation? And needless to say, Van Dyke, the police officer, has been charged with first degree murder. And the city paid the family, the McDonald family, $5 million in light of what happened there. But you see the video of this, and wow, it's crazy. He was high on drugs, but he wasn't lunging at anyone, and this is just what they knew afterwards, and he had a small, tiny knife. So what set off Van Dyke, who had other police officers around him, to boom, just unload? In fact, he was starting to reload his weapon, and another officer near him said, whoa, you don't, that's enough. You don't need to do any more. So there is probably more to the story as to what happened and what triggered Van Dyke to do what he did. When you see it, it's really hard to fathom what possibly, you know, led to him shooting him that many times. Very, very hard for the police department to defend, and they know that. So you can see it. You can see in the video, Laquan McDonald swings into like a four-lane street where the police cars are stopped in the middle of the road. He jogs down the street. He's not even really running. He's just jogging down the street, and he pulls up his pants, then slows to kind of a brisker walk, you know, as he's running. And he's moving away from the two police who come out of a car and draw their guns. One, boom, fires from a close range. He spins around, McDonald spins around, and just, boom, falls to the pavement. I mean, just in seconds, falls to the pavement. And you can see the other police officer is lowering his weapon. So you have the Chicago police superintendent. You have Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, saying, whoa, please, calling for peace, calling for calm. Even the family of Laquan McDonald also called for calm, knowing that once this video was released, it was going to set off images and people in all kinds of directions. And then the other question is the amount of time it took to charge Van Dyke, who was charged with first-degree murder. And what is the deal in processing cases involving police officers? And see, what they're saying is, listen, it's highly complex, and you've got to make sure you don't rush to judgment to get it right. So did Chicago get it right? Did they get it wrong? 855-266-5283.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody, listening to America Tonight, even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I know a lot of you chaps listening to us in England really don't care that much about Thanksgiving, but some of you have been gracious enough to send me nice emails in recognition of what we consider to be, here in America, a very big holiday. Always one of my favorites as a kid because, you know, everybody in the family came over, and it was awesome. You got to see all your cousins, and there was tons of great food, and it was an all-day affair, and you didn't have to go to school. I found out the other day, my nephew, who lives in Florida, he had the whole week off. And I thought, I remember doing pictures and cutting out things with turkeys and talking about the pilgrims and what it would be like to live there in my fifth grade history class. But I certainly don't remember having the whole week off. I think we had a half day the day before Thanksgiving. And then during the Christmas holiday, we would have, like, I think 2 weeks off or a week and a half or whatever it was, but never on Thanksgiving. But we always had the day off and the next day following, so that was good enough. That was a long weekend, and it sure was a lot of fun. So I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it's fun, that you're doing something fun. Not fun what I just talked about. Chicago's exploding. They're worried. They're trying to keep a lid on it. They don't want it to turn into a Ferguson. So far, that hasn't happened. Even the family of the 17-year-old Laquan McDonald's family is saying, please, you know, this is not, please don't do this. Don't do anything to disrupt people's lives in the city. And now there's going to be all kinds of discussion about what happened, why did it take so long, some of the things that I already mentioned there, the 14 to 15 seconds and the 16 rounds, you know, that that happened. And witnesses say that McDonald was moving away from the cop and never threatened him. And that's what it looks like on tape. I mean, they had a 3-inch knife, of course, they recovered from him. And the police know, and they said this afterwards, that he had PCP in his system when at the time of his death. So he's a little erratic, and he wasn't listening to what the police were saying when they were saying to drop the knife. And I guess what sent them to that area in the first place is the cops were responding to a bunch of complaints, calls about someone smashing into cars and stealing radios, and that's what sent them in this area in the first place. So on the part of Van Dyke, he said he was a cop, been on the force for 14 years. He said that he was fearing for his life and that he acted lawfully, and that the video doesn't tell the whole story. So now this is going to go to a courtroom. And what will come out in this courtroom, we will see. But the Illinois governor, the state police, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, are trying to do anything they can because of the video coming out. And it came out hours and hours ago, trying to really push the whole, let's not turn this into something else now. Let's not do that. And this happened in October of 2014, as I already mentioned. You heard the turkey sound effect, and the turkey sound effect means we're going to talk about along the way throughout the show, we're going to weave this in, who are the biggest turkeys in sports, business, politics, the world of entertainment, whoever you want to throw in there. Who would you say are the biggest turkeys as we come to the end of the year for 2015? The biggest turkeys. I'm going to weave them in as we move along. My list was pretty long. I kind of cut my list down a bit, but my list was pretty long. I think the whole, for sports-wise, the whole Deflategate thing was such insanity to me. And if Tom Brady had just said, looked at the cameras and straight and just said, whatever, something different than what was said, I think maybe it wouldn't have turned into such a big deal. Or maybe it still would have, but it just occupied so much airtime, so absolutely ridiculous that, to me, the Patriots were big turkeys for the way they handled that, because I think they could have handled it better. Look, we did deflate the balls. Leave us alone. We still would have creamed the Colts. So there, stop crying over spilt milk. Other people deflate the balls too. And then that became a huge moment that just went on and on and on and on. So there's one of my turkeys. Sorry to my Patriot fans, because I know a lot of you are in New Hampshire. And actually, I think, and I have said this many times, that Bill Belichick, and you'll hear me say this again coming up later when we talk to Brandon Lang, is the best coach in the NFL as far as managing the clock, as we can see that there's been all kinds of problems with that for most of the coaches in the league. So I give the Patriots a lot of credit. I still think they would be in the positions they're in, but just the way that whole Deflategate thing was handled, I have to put them in that. I have to put them in that position. All right, now what's going on with Russia? Russia deployed a missile cruiser off the Syrian coast and ordered to destroy any target posing any kind of danger. And of course, this comes on the heels of Turkey taking down one of theirs. And there's been a lot of blowback on Putin's reaction, on what really happened there, and the president, our president, trying to sort of play the middle guy in this, the middleman, saying one thing and then saying another thing, pointing fingers at Russia over the jet that was shot down by Turkey. saying that the plane was pulled down because of a Russian strategy in Syria. I mean, and there's even an amateur video floating around of Turkey flat out shooting down the Russian plane. So there is no way you can say they didn't shoot it down. But because there's not a lot of love lost between the Prez and Putin and, of course, tiptoeing around Russia, I think that that's the reason he said that when he was questioned about it, that it's, you know, it's part of that strategy. Pointing the finger absolutely at the plane. What about Turkey? You know, we talk so much about Turkey, sort of the safe lands of where refugees are coming through and where we're training people. And I guess that's probably why the president said that, because not to try to take away our training ground and the place that is supposed to be the safe area to go through, meaning Turkey. So the president pretty much suggesting that this might not have happened if Moscow were more concerned with hitting ISIS targets. But I thought they took out 1,000 tankers than moderate opposition to Bashar Assad, because that puts them pretty close to the Turkish border. And, of course, the president was busy with the French president, François Hollande, in Washington. They met in the Oval Office, stressing that they're still gathering information on what happened in Paris and what's happened with this Russian plane. And both Hollande and Obama said they want to prevent an escalation, so they want the Russians and the Turks to talk to each other. But the president suggested that really the nature of Russia's air campaign is to contribute to those kind of confrontations. He says it's an ongoing problem with their operations, that they need to direct their efforts on ISIS. Then some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation wouldn't happen. And he said, look, Turkey has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. So think about it. You know, what happened in Paris as of Tuesday was 11 days ago, and that's how fast the French president got to Washington. And part of the purpose of that trip was to urge, I guess, Obama to work with Russia to build this new coalition, because now ISIS is everybody's problem. We knew this already, but do we not know this now? I think Paris was beyond eye-opening. It's where are we going? None of us want to see this happen anyplace else. We don't want to see this happen anywhere else. So we have to figure out a way to work together. And, you know, France has the plan to admit 30,000 refugees. And Obama is saying we're on course to admit 10,000, and we're not backing off of that. But we know a lot of Americans don't want to see that happen. Flip me an email with your thoughts. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Drunken hearts, yes, he kissed the girls and made them cry. Those heart-faced queens of misadventure. God knows what is hiding in those weeds.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Some people get their eyes poked out by birds. They look so sweet, but don't be fooled now, birds. Beady eyes and sharpened beak now, birds.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody around you. We're talking turkeys throughout the show. Who are the biggest turkeys this year? Across the board, politics, just in general, or sports, business, whatever. Who are the biggest turkeys in our world? How about that? That's the best way to put it. Speaking of turkeys, he is no turkey. Nathan Reeder will join me in just a moment for a very fun segment I like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! How are you doing, Nathan?
I am good.
You are good? I am good. All right, so do you think that Beyonce is one of the most recognizable women in the world? Do you think most people know who she is or no?
I think that most people know who she is.
I do too. Even if they're older, younger, whatever, I think she's just seen and photographed and, you know, music, football, doing the halftime show, wherever it is, you've just somehow seen her at one point in your life. Well, there's a fighter who gets in a cage, who does the UFC fighting thing, female. She just beat Ronda Rousey, who's mega popular and never had lost. And her name's Holly Holm. And Jay-Z introduced Holly to Beyonce, and she kind of was like, well, how do you do? What do you do? She had no idea who she was.
That's good.
That's good.
Yep.
What do you think? Do you think it's fruits and nuts, shredded, bingo? What do you think?
Well, I certainly think that it is very plausible for you to live in existence where you don't run into a Beyonce, or maybe you're not spending your time using the mainstream internet avenues or looking through your local rag or, you know, national rag. I don't think it's that fruits and nuts. I mean, I sit there and I meet a lot of musicians who I learn later are well known, but it's very common if you are in your thing.
If you're in your bubble.
Yeah, to not always see the outside world. So I don't think it's that crazy. I'll give it a little bingo. Just a tiny bingo.
Bingo. I'll give it a shredded. Holly Holm, get with it, sister girl. Come on. You know, he didn't know who the Beyonce is. Give me a break. But I think it is funny as all get out that she said, and who are you? What's your name? What's your name? Do you want my autograph?
Yeah, are you sure that it's not just a really good joke?
I mean, no, it's a really true story. So there you go. Here's a good one for you. Fair or foul or shredded or bingo or fruits and nuts. I'm going to give you even fair or foul. I'm going to throw that in here. Okay, so Cyber Monday now has become a thing. And, of course, everybody's announcing deals, and Amazon, the crusher of everybody, since they eventually are going to just deliver packages by drone and drop them through your chimney, and you'll get them within hours of ordering them, I'm sure. I mean, Jeff Bezos is an incredible mind. It's unbelievable how giant Amazon has become and the clever things that they have done. But Cyber Monday, they say the average person who is working normal jobs, not like the jobs you and I have, that they're on the computer doing the Cyber Monday thing for about 3 hours, not doing their work.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Should they be allowed to do that?
Shoot. Don't even get me started on people sitting at work and using the internet all day long. And there's work to be done.
It's annoying, huh?
Hmm.
Well, it's annoying for everybody else who has to do the work around them.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. And you know what people don't realize, for all of you listening, it's one thing if you check in here and there. I don't think you should have to monitor someone breathing down their throat. But that's what happens. People get distracted and they're not there just for a minute or two. They're there forever ordering all their presents and whatnot, and then everybody else has to pick up the slack. What people don't realize is there's an easy way to trace that. And if you think Big Brother is watching you, your company can easily find out if you're not paying attention, right?
Oh, yeah, they can find out. But, you know, like you said, I bet most don't mind because, really, they're keeping them at work. As with most people, they don't mind as long as you have your tasks that you've been assigned and you get your tasks done. Please get your tasks done. Okay. Thanks.
Right. Right. I like that. That's a message from the management. So I'm going to say bingo.
Yep.
I'm saying bingo. I gave you extra choices. All right. How about this? Do you do the e-cigarette thing? Are you a vapor?
No, I am not.
You're not. I bet a lot of people you know do that, though.
Yeah, no? There's a few, yeah.
I notice more people around me are doing that, just here and there. I have a buddy who met me somewhere, and he drives a bike. You know, he rides a motorcycle. And I noticed after we were leaving, I was like, dude, I didn't know you vaped. He's like, oh, yeah, of course I vape. So here's the thing. You think, well, what's the deal with these cigarettes? And I just read this story about a 29-year-old college student in Colorado Springs that had terrible injuries after an electronic cigarette exploded in his face. He was in surgery for most of the day on Sunday. They say he has fractured vertebrae, facial fractures, teeth damage, and the device that he was using wasn't properly configured, so it caused the explosion. They say that it probably could keep him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Wow, wheelchaired by a smoking device.
That's frightening, isn't it?
Well, I suppose you could say lots of people get wheelchaired by the smoking devices that have existed for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's scary, though. I mean,
me too.
See,
I mean, that's
all
the lack of regulation has led to many, many different contraptions being built with not very much public checking done until the accidents happen.
See, you just read my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Because they don't know how to put them together and stuff. So people go to these stores and they get the e-cigarette stuff. They get the vapor deal, whatever it is that they're using, sort of like a pipe thing. Depends. They're all different. And then they don't know how to really use them. And they go on YouTube or wherever. And, you know, look, that's what happened to him. It wasn't properly configured, which is terrible. Yeah.
Oh,
awful.
Yeah.
Awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, shred it or smoke it. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, shred it. I think it's shred it. I do. I agree with you. It's just, it's sad. It's sad for him. It's a sad story. But it just points out the need for knowing how dangerous even that can be when it's not properly put together. Okay, how about this? This is, boy, this is a crazy story, too. But we're talking about Iraq a bunch. And under these, a couple of these Iraqi towns, you keep wondering why the Islamic State, the ISIS, how are they getting to some of the places they're getting? You know what they found out, Nathan? They found out that they have built a network of tunnels. And in the tunnels, they have sleeping areas. They have electricity. They have them all fortified with, like, sandbags. They've had boxes of ammunition, medicine, anything you could want. They can live underground. So they have these tunnels that connect them, almost like the drug lords were doing, the cartels, to get into the United States. They would find these elaborate tunnels. Well, that's what's all over at least a couple of these towns in Iraq.
Well, tunnels are not new. They've been used for both refugees and bandits for a long time. So I'd rather really just say shred it, because we don't need to glorify anymore of their techniques, because that's,
yeah, boy,
it's not surprising that they're digging holes in the ground to be unseen, because that's what they do.
Yes, I agree, and I agree with you. We don't want to highlight that too much. How about this? Boy, this is a strange, sad deal, but it's worth mentioning it, because I think people forget that a kid is a kid, or maybe it's just one of those things. But the Kansas Highway Patrol said an 8-year-old girl, Candace Orcutts was her name, her grandfather allowed her to drive, and then she lost control. She sent the car down an embankment into a ravine, and sadly, this 8-year-old, who's having a great time with her grandfather, died when it went down the ravine.
Wow. But he didn't. But he didn't die?
He didn't die. He was just, you know, having fun with his granddaughter and not thinking about it, I suppose. I mean, I don't want to get inside his head, but I think it's one of those things where when you were a kid, did your parents ever say, hey, and let you just kind of play around and get behind the wheel?
Yep.
Lot of parents do that.
But, no, I mean, like, I don't remember doing it while we were driving.
Yeah, not on a highway somewhere.
Well, yeah, even, yeah.
No. I don't remember doing that. I sort of remember my brother doing it, but it was in a parking lot, but not on a highway. But that's a very sad story. Sad, sad, sad.
Yeah.
It's not even worth labeling it anything. Terrible note to end on, but thank you, Nathan.
I know.
Music means we have to wrap up this segment. Stay with us. More coming your way next as we have some interesting conversations. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Once again, we have a ton of mail, and I think a lot of you are getting ready to travel, or you might have already hit the road by the time we actually go through this mailbag, and I want to wish everyone once again a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Please enjoy your time no matter what you're doing, even if you're by yourself and you're eating a great meal. There are ways to celebrate by yourself, too, as well. Some of us crave that alone time when we're just being bombarded by so much that is happening in our life. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joe, who says, clock boy, schmuck boy. At first I felt sorry for the kid, then they left the country, and now this whole thing of suing Kate for $15 million, demanding an apology and the loot. So it does make you wonder, boy, was this the intent all along? I hate to be nefarious, and I don't know that it's Ahmed Mohammed himself, perhaps his family, but he got to go to the White House, all was forgiven, supposedly, but now they're saying they want more apologies. So the attorney's going after $15 million. It does absolutely plant the seed of doubt in your mind. They keep saying he'll be associated with this whole bomb thing. He's just 14 years old. I have to say, I don't think he will be. You know how the world moves so quickly. Would you remember his name 5 years from now, 2 years from now, perhaps even a year from now? Not unless they wanted people to remember his name. Again, I hate to be so jaded about this whole thing, but it just does not feel right to me. It feels too contrived. What do you think? it is eye-opening. I don't know, anytime somebody comes back with, oh, we had physical, mental damage and everything else, and we left the country anyway, and we're suing you for $15 million, I don't live far from that town, and that town is a mixed bag. There are a lot of people from all over the place, and I'm not in that school with him after this happens. But I have to be honest, I don't get that feeling even from that area for what it's worth. And, of course, we're individuals and what one person feels and what another doesn't. I mean, it is terrible. He is a kid. It was brutal that he was arrested. There's no question about it. It was a stupid blunder. But the whole idea of the $15 million is icky. It just is. I guess that's it. The apologies, wanting apologies and all that kind of stuff, I totally get it. But the whole thing of the money, yeah, it just seems odd to me. All right, let's move to another one, this one about Trump. Kate, Donald Trump running as an independent, that is such a passive-aggressive move for what ultimately the GOP would react to, because I can't imagine, since he seems to be the guy and nobody wants to knock him off or can knock him off, it might be a disaster for the Republicans if he were to go independent. The person who would benefit the most would most likely be Hillary Clinton, as you say. She is the presumptive nominee, and I think that only helps her with people, don't you? Yeah, absolutely, because then you're fracturing whatever the votes are for people who would not vote for Trump as an independent. So that's the thing. You know, it goes back to the, do you vote for the party, the man, the person, the whatever? I mean, listen, if you don't like Donald Trump and you're a diehard Republican, do you say, well, I'm just not even going to vote? Or do you say, well, no, I got to vote for the party, or we'll have another Democrat in for at least another 3 years, you know, for another 4 years. Who knows? It could be another two-termer, because that's what we seem to have the last three times we've had presidents that have done two terms. So, yeah. It's tricky. This is going to be tricky to watch because Trump is doing what he wants to do. There's no question. That's part of what people love about Trump, but it's what gives heartburn to the head of the Republican Party. All right, how about this one from Randy? Kate, I've never emailed the show. I wanted to email you and tell you I know you've talked about Rubio before and how well he's done in the debates, and I wonder if his stock will rise in the eyes of the voters when we get to the primary season. He's charismatic. He's young. He has a message. I don't know. I think he's a pretty decent option. Do you think that he has a chance at the nomination? Of course, anybody has a chance at the nomination. In the polls, he's here and there, he's popped up, but not to the point where he's going past Trump. You know, he's catching up to Trump in most of them anyway. I would say that for Rubio, this could be pushing him into the direction of, in the future, he's somebody that the Republicans look at again. I mean, they could come back to Rubio for sure. And the Hispanic population, and there is a conservative side to the Hispanics who vote in this country, the Cubans, for example. A lot of Cubans, not all, but a lot of them are conservative. So he would be somebody who could be a possibility in the future. I don't see him getting it this time around, but you never know. I mean, some things would have to change, and when I keep saying the word things, it comes down to primaries. What happens in Iowa? What happens in New Hampshire? Until you have actual primary numbers, but it just doesn't seem so likely, does it? However, like I said, his numbers are rising, and certainly his profile is rising. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from, boy, we're whipping through them. This one from Sam. I am. Kate, I haven't reached out and touched you with an email in a while, so I thought I would. How about Donald Trump saying he wants surveillance of certain mosques? Wow. Then he's coming back and saying he didn't suggest a Muslim database, that was taken out of context. But in the meantime, Trump is still on the rise. As you say all the time on your show when you go through the polls, and thanks for doing that, he's always the one in the lead. He's the guy to beat. So I think no matter what he says, whether it's misquoted or he's off the rails or whatever it is, it hasn't seemed to really hurt him. Well, think about it. Who's coming after him for his comments? It would have to be Muslims. It would have to be that so-called moderate Muslim population that we talk about when we say, well, where are they? Why are they not complaining about the viewpoints of ISIS and what's happening and how horrific it is and how awful that is and damaging to the religion and to the Quran. So many of you call the show and say that. So if you're that moderate Muslim, you'd think there'd be blowback to Donald Trump on that. You know, that they would be all over it, a lot of people, and it doesn't seem that way, at least not yet. I'm not saying there's none, but not of great significance. And this is interesting, too. This new poll out, and we'll talk more about it as the show motors along, but Americans trust Hillary Clinton to handle the threat of terrorism more than any of the leading Republicans. Well, I'm just taking this from a poll, right? The Democratic frontrunner leads most of the Republican candidates by a pretty wide margin. She tops Donald Trump by 8 points and Ben Carson by 9 points. Wow. This is a Washington Post ABC poll that just came out. And it simply asked Americans if they would trust Clinton or one of the Republican candidates more. So she led Trump 50% to 42%, Carson 49% to 40%, Ted Cruz 47% to 40%, Rubio, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, 47% to 43%. By the way, the poll, because I'm sure somebody's thinking this, the poll didn't ask about the opponent, didn't ask about Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And the other thing, the other question that was asked is, did you agree with the way President Obama is handling ISIS and the threat of terror? Americans disapprove of how he is handling ISIS in Iraq and Syria. 57% disapprove, 35% approve. So there you go. Take that information for what it's worth. Again, when we talk about polls, but I think that's I don't know. I think that's interesting that the margin is so big between Clinton and the Republicans, especially Trump and maybe Carson, because he had gotten such a bump lately, although he's starting to slide back in the other direction, the opposite direction. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Chip, and Chip says, Kate, I just wanted to wish you and all the listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. I applaud Dan for always calling you. So many of us want to call you, but either we're afraid to pick up the phone, we're just too tired and we like to passively listen and agree with you or disagree or listen to the awesome guests you have. Either way, we love you. We love your show. And I hope we just keep getting bigger and better and more awesomeness comes your way in 2016. Hey, well, thank you for that. I hope more awesomeness, Chip, comes your way, too. Describe that word. I don't know. It's like somebody asked me the other day, what is happiness? What is happiness? Is happiness something we can describe? The answer is we can be happy in moments, but I don't think happy is a state that you can always be in. So many of us are unhappy with what politically is happening in this country, which is why we keep coming back to Donald Trump, and the reason that he got so much traction is just to plain speak, whether sometimes he trips over his tongue or not, or is politically incorrect, and a lot of people don't like what he's saying, or other people approve of what he's saying. That this is why this train has not stopped since really the beginning of the summer when he declared that he was a candidate. All right, thanks for all of your emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.